And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the holiday weekend. Gosh, I hope you're out in your backyard getting ready to do something cool. Take a chance, man. Put a big roast on. Put a brisket on. Do something like that. One, you've got the time. And two, you've got resources. You can go to thegrillingguys.com. We've got all kinds of tips and techniques for
and
making pretty much
anything.
That's
a great point. And speaking of thegrillingguys.com, any of these things we're talking about today, these recipes are going to be on there.
Right.
Thanks to our webmaster, Chaz.
Yep. The Baritone of Beer is also the magic man of the internet for us. So one of the things that I get asked to do, if you know, you've got some recipes that you make, your family makes, maybe you've inherited from somebody else, maybe you've perfected it yourself, but you know when it's a hit, when people come over, they say, hey, are you going to make whatever
maybe
it is?
Maybe you just like it, right, so you keep making it.
Right. But I do, but it's always a fan favorite, and it's a buffalo chicken dip. Okay, and so there's a few steps, but I'm going to try to walk through them rather quickly because start out with a cast iron skillet, okay? Two reasons. One, it heats evenly, and two, it keeps heat after you take it out of the oven.
Or, now, this is a guy who loves cast iron these days.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
You know, it's kind of like if your dog gets sprayed by a skunk. It always smells like a skunk.
Yeah.
So once I ate some stuff in cast iron that Bob made, and I'm like, I got to give me some of that cast iron because this is good stuff.
Oh, dude, I spent 10 years getting my you-know-whats busted from this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was all only a Dutch oven, so now we've broadened out a little bit. But anyway, I got this big cast iron skillet. I lay down about a quarter inch or to a half inch of cream cheese in the bottom of it, okay? Then I take some diced red onion and sprinkle that all over it, okay? Then I take...
That's kind of a thing. The red onion has a very... You talk about your little subtle nuances?
Yep.
That's one.
So there's diced red onion sprinkled all over that. And then what I've done is I've cooked off some skinless, boneless chicken thighs on the smoker. They're cold. Maybe they were made yesterday. And I dice them up in little cubes so that, because here's the idea.
Yeah.
This is a chip dip. I'm gonna serve it with scoops, right? Well, you want to be able to get in there and get
small,
one of everything on that chip so it's the perfect bite, right? So then after we put the chicken on there, I take and I put buffalo sauce on. Now, you can buy any flavor you want. I buy one that's called Moores, M-O-O-R-E-S. And it's a buffalo ranch.
It's perfect.
It's a buffalo ranch sauce, and it's really, really good. Can't find it everywhere, but if you don't, just use whatever buffalo sauce you've got. Put that on there. Then I take and I put blue cheese crumbles on top of that. Okay. Then on top of that, I take a Mexican blend, a four blend cheese, shredded very finely, and I put that on top of the next layer. And then I've got sliced fresh jalapenos, rings. I go horizontal across the, or vertical rather than horizontal, I go vertical across the pepper and make rings.
We're having a math lesson.
Right.
Here.
I pop the center and the seeds out so it's just a ring. Now you could buy these if you could find them in a store. I prefer fresh. So I spread those around the top of it, not throw them on, but I put them in a nice little pattern because that's what you're going to see.
Like the perfect pizza, putting your pepperoni
right,
on.
Right, yeah, that's what you're going to see because I want it to be pleasing to the eye. Then I throw it in the oven, and I cook it until you can see the center bubbling.
So are you going to do like a 350?
Yeah, yeah, not super hot,
no.
But maybe like 30 minutes because all you want to do is get that center. Everything cooks from the outside in a pan, right? So you want to get that center so you can see it bubbling a little bit, then it's done. And you take that off, and that cast iron will hold that hot for nearly an hour. So you don't want to touch it. You don't want to put it on a table that's going to score,
Rob Russell would say, about an hour.
About an hour. So, but you serve that with the scoops or any kind of tortilla chip. We've even done it with the little pita bread squares. It's so good. And everybody that's had it is like, oh, man, are you bringing that chicken dip again? And it's just one of those go-tos that I have. That recipe is on thegrillingguys.com, and it was, we did an event last year where I had a gift for my guests, and we put that recipe on the back of a cutting board. Chaz lasered it on a cutting board.
I don't think I got one of those.
No, you do, but I'll get you another one. And, but anyway, I've got some left, right?
Oh, good.
Yeah, right. But anyway,
I didn't get one.
Yeah.
At the end
of the
day,
you hear the violin?
I said guests. I said guests. I guests, right? Not buddies.
Not the hired help.
Right. Yeah. You're a paid friend.
Yeah. But anyway, so enough about that. But it's a great dish.
Oh no! Please do it again.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That was a good description though, because I think those turn up at a lot of parties, and they vary.
Right.
You know,
some people do it in a crock pot. I'm just
right.
Not,
then it's too deep.
Right.
And they,
I want a bite of it. I want a flavor of everything.
You
in
know
every
what
bite.
Else they do? They don't shred the chicken properly.
Right.
It's shredded, and it's these big. You get these big like yarn balls of chicken, and it breaks your chip. And now everybody's hands are in the dip trying to get their chip out.
Yeah. So cook it first. Let it cool. Dice it up in little pieces, and then everybody gets a couple bites of chicken.
That's a big deal. Chip.
Yep.
Like I said before, it's the little things that help you determine whether or not you're satisfied with your cook.
Yep.
This was something I did back in 19. This is on the Grillin' Guys website, April 6th. It's called Spinach Artichoke Dip. And what I did was I love so many of these restaurants we go to that have a good spinach artichoke dip.
Yep.
And then you go to one that has just the commercial Cisco Frost Pack one, and it's like, I'm so sorry. Now I'm paying $12 for naan bread.
Yeah.
Don't serve me naan.
Right.
Anyway, it's got an 8-ounce package of cream cheese. It's got boursin. Mm. It's got mayo. And I always use Duke's. It's got a quarter cup of grated parm, quarter cup of Romano, 2 cloves of garlic, dried basil, and about 4 cloves of garlic chopped, salt and pepper, and then a couple jars of Reese's grilled and marinated artichoke hearts. If you like artichoke hearts, Reese's that make the peanut butter cups, they do a few canned foods, and one is artichoke hearts, one is grilled and marinated, or marinated and grilled. I'll eat a whole jar of those before I start cooking.
Mm.
They're that good.
Right.
They got the grill marks on them and everything. Yeah.
Reese's?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's R-E-E-S-E.
Oh.
Is the name of the food company. But it's like a Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's spelled a little different.
Yeah. And then a quarter cup of shredded Mott's. And I always buy the fresh stuff and shred it. It's a pain, but it is just better. So you preheat your grill to 350. And lightly grease a small to medium baking dish, something that you don't mind ruining the outside of, because you're going to char it up a bit, and if it's your wife's favorite, you're going to be in the doghouse. In a medium bowl, mix together the cream cheese, mayo, parm, all that stuff I just talked about. Then you gently stir in the artichoke hearts after you've cut them up into pieces. Okay, you want to cut them in halves or quarters or something. Not too small, but you want to cut them up a bit. Then you put the mixture on that baking dish, you top it with the Mott's, and then you throw it on the grill indirect style for 25 minutes. When it starts bubbling, it's done. I'm telling you that, and that's something that I looked online for all, you know how I do it. I just look at everybody's recipes and I come up with, and everybody probably does this, I don't know, but you come up with what you think is going to be, that sounds about right, that sounds about right. This one are things I ripped off from various people and put them all together, and it just turned out fantastic. And this is a guaranteed home run. If you make this for your best girl, you're getting lucky, buddy.
Right. So the variation I just heard that I hadn't tried before was the matzah on it, because I've used shaved parm. They come in like flakes.
Yep.
And put that on there and melted that down on top of
that's
it.
That's already in the mixture.
Yeah.
So you get the parm and the Romano in the mixture. The Mott's on top. Some of my favorite chefs are Mexican chefs. Mm-hmm. And the trick that one of them, Eddie from Sabor Mexicano, taught me is these guys use mozzarella on everything because people love the looks of it, and it's stringy, and it's the texture.
Ooey gooey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll see, surprisingly enough, a lot of your Mexican cooks are using a fair amount of Italian cheese.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. You move across. That's how we learn. is just eating other people's food, and then you say, oh, I think I could do that a little different, and this is
and
what
if,
I'd like.
Yeah, and if you can, and if you want, you can even buy the fresh Mott's balls, and you can just slice them up and lay it on top, too, and then that'll look even more cool. You know, it'll be like, oh, mozzarella.
Yep.
Because the fresh mozzarella is a little tough to shred.
Yeah, it is.
You'll shred your fingers.
Right, yeah, it's soft. We've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you get out in your backyard on this Independence Day weekend and make some memories with your family and your friends in your neighborhood and grill something that maybe you haven't done before because you got time to just do it. You're not rushed, and you're just going to have a great time. So thanks for tuning in. Happy Independence Day to you and your family, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.